Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2016 Banquet of the Washington Council of the Blind. Let's hear it for us. And welcome to everyone listening on ACB Radio this evening. Too bad you don't get this great dinner we're going to have. But Rick will play Clinking of the Forks for you, as we've done every year. I usually help with the broadcast, and it's a lot of fun. All right, we are ready to begin. We have a lot to do this evening. I know everyone is tired and keyed up and everything, so I want to get things underway. We're going to be beginning this evening. I'll tell you that I am Deb Lewis. I'm the treasurer here at WCB, and I will be guiding you on this part of our, I guess we're taking a train trip this weekend, and I'll be guiding you down this part of it on our way to the station. And to begin this evening, we will be led in God Bless America with Mika White is going to start us out. Mika, are you here? I need Mika to the front. And then I also need Haley Eggers to be making her way here as well for the invocation, which will follow. So, Mika, are you ready? Yeah, she's working her way here.
Oh, Mika, you went by. Whoop,
she passed us.
You went too far.
We are right here.
There you go.
Sorry. All right. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mika White.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her. Through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home.
And is Haley making her way up here? Oh, we're right up here. You're right behind me. Come on up here.
I don't know where here is.
Right up here. You're doing good. Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, I'd like to have us all take a moment of silence, and Haley Eggers will bring us the invocation for the evening.
Okay, all right. First, I need to pray for strength for myself to get through this. Whew. All right. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for just this whole weekend, for the chance to be with our friends and fellowship, that for the old friends and the faces that we haven't seen all year, for the new friends that we made. We are so grateful for this time. We just pray that each person that's here has met somebody this weekend that just touched them and uplifted them and just gave them the strength and the confidence that they need to go forward after the convention is over. Just pray for guidance, Lord Jesus, that as we move forward this year, that you will provide for us the people that we need in our lives, the resources that we need in order to pass new laws and influence the people in our communities, Lord, that you will just make that available to us. And as we move forward tomorrow and we all make our way home that everyone has a safe trip, that everyone is feeling encouraged to go on and go out in their community and just love on other people, Lord, that we know with you that all things are possible, and so we just pray for strength for each person that's here. And please bless this food to our bodies, and thank you so much for the staff at this hotel that have so lovingly served us this weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't ask again.
And she's thankful that that's over. All right. Thank you so much, Haley.
Debbie,
yes.
Our guests aren't here quite yet.
Oh, okay. So, clue me when they are, so, then. Very good. Yes, punt. Okay. Very good. All right. So I want to introduce you to the head table this evening, and I'm glad there are not many of us, because I'm almost as nervous as Haley was, and I would have forgotten. So they kept it down to a small group so I would remember. So to my right, we have our illustrious president, Mr. Steve Fixdall, and his wonderful and ever tolerant wife, Kelly, who puts up with all of us, all the phone calls. Yes, Kelly needs a special medal, I think. And to my left, we have our guest from ACB, who is going to be our banquet speaker this evening, and we've heard from several times this weekend, Mr. Jeff Bishop. Yeah, all right. So I think that that's a great way to get started this evening. Now, let me just give you a quick sense of what all we'll be doing besides eating, which we certainly will get to do, and certainly have enjoyed the food. So we will be having some awards. We have the rest of the awards from the awards committee that will be coming up in a bit. We will be having our scholarship presentations, which is always a very exciting highlight. And, of course, we will be having our banquet speech from Jeff, which we're looking forward to very much. And we've got then some great exciting things happening after that with the auction results. And I can hardly wait to find out about all of that and process all those treasury receipts, because that's what I do. So that's all marvelous stuff indeed. So I think what we'll do is just let you begin to eat and enjoy food, and I will be back in just a few minutes for some of our award presentations. While you're continuing to eat, I have just a quick announcement that I can offer to you, and that is that Guide Dog Users of Washington is still continuing their 50-50 raffle, which means you get half of the take. And if you can locate Byron Kazmarski, he still has lots and lots of tickets. So if you've still got money to spend and you want to help Guide Dog Users of Washington State, locate Byron.
Is someone missing Byron?
Ryan?
Okay, thank you. We thought... He just wanted to meet some other people.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to begin our awards presentations. And Julie Brannon is going to announce our first awards, and she's here to do that for you now.
All right. Hi, everyone. As you know, at the banquet, and I won't use the word... But we give awards to people in the community. Generally, we have a few in the community and a few internal. Maybe external and internal. That's a good way to look at it. Am I close enough to the mic? There we go.
A little bit closer.
A little closer. There we go. I think it's a little tall for me, but okay. All right. The award that we're going to give tonight, and we're giving it because the recipients are here and they made a huge, special effort to be here. In fact, they have all kinds of commitments. One has a wife's birthday. Another just flew in to come to our banquet. And when you know who they are, you'll understand how special it is. The awards, when I read what's on the certificate itself, I want you to know that the writing is from the person who did the referring. So that's why it's important to know who nominated each person. And like I said, it's their own original language on each award. I'm going to give right now the One World Award, and I'd like to explain to you what that is before we let you know who the award is being given to. This is an award given to an individual or entity whose actions have a direct result of minimizing the impact of blindness by increasing an opportunity of equal access, such as providers or sponsors of described movies, plays, or museums, or describers of or narrators of sports events. So what it really is someone who makes the world much easier for us to live in because of equal access for whatever that person is doing. So this award was nominated, by the way, by Nathan Brannon. I guess I kind of know him. And you guys are going to just be so excited when you hear who this award is being given to. And once I say their names, I'd like to give them a hand for, again, the special effort they made to be here. The One World for 2016 WCB is going to be given to Steve Rabel and Warren Moon. We are so honored to have you gentlemen here, and we are so honored with what you give to us, and I'd like to read what's on the certificate. They will be getting a framed certificate with a Braille overlay. I wonder if they ever want to learn Braille. They'll have to come back to us and we can teach them Braille.
I love it, you guys.
All right, Steve Rabel and Warren Moon, NFL play-by-play commentators, and this is what Nathan wrote for his award. There are very few... There are very few broadcast teams who can explain and analyze football like Steve and Warren. They keep the broadcast of the game exciting and suspenseful. We may not be able to see what is being played out on the field, but through the eyes of Steve Rabel and Warren Moon, we can live every play of the game. Thank you, gentlemen. I'm going to give you your award. And I would like for them to share a little bit with us. So here they are.
All right.
Thank you very much. This is Warren. And first of all, let me say how honored we are to receive this award from the Washington Council of the Blind. Broadcasting football football has been a part of my life since I was 10 years old. And once I retired, I wanted to stay in the game, and I got a chance to, broadcast for a first-class organization, the Seattle Seahawks. I also got a chance to broadcast with a man who's been with the Seahawks since their inception, and he has a passion, for the Seahawk organization. He has a passion for football. I have a passion for football. I have a passion for the organization as well. And to us, everybody that's listening to us over the airwaves are all blind because they can't see the game unless they're watching the game on television and listening to us at the same time. But we never know who we're addressing when we're doing our broadcast, whether it's a truck driver driving over the Snoqualmie Pass listening to the broadcast, whether it's a mother or a father riding their kids around in a minivan, going from soccer practice or whatever they might be doing. Or it could be some of you who have vision impairment or also blindness that want a clear picture of what's going on the football field. And that's what Steve and I try and do. We try and paint as clear a picture as we possibly can about what's going on the field. We try and make it as simple as we possibly can so everybody can understand it. But we also try and bring that passion to it that we both have for the football team And we also try and bring our expertise to it because we both played in the National Football League for many years. And we have these great relationships with these players. So we combine all of that together to try and give you the clearest picture that we can give you every Sunday or Monday night when the Seahawks play. And we're so glad that you guys appreciate what we do for a living. This is something that was a big honor for us because, like I said, we never know who we're reaching out to. We just know that everybody out there can't see what's going on or they wouldn't be listening to the radio. So we try and paint that picture for them. So thank you very much for this distinguished award. I'm going to let Steve come up and talk a little bit. He's a little bit more trained at this than I am. But I really, really, really do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much.
Warren, thank you. And for those of you that know how we begin every broadcast, you know I never get tired of saying, Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. And we might have one of those tomorrow night or Monday night as well. I hope we have a lot. That's right. Listen, this really is a treat, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. My broadcast partner, because he is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and because he has many varied business interests and he is so much on the move, that he did, as Julie said, fly in special for this event tonight to get back here in time for this. It just is one of those things that, you know, well, he much more than me has received a number of honors in our careers. But when someone, a group like yours, says how important listening to our games are because we are the connection to what is going on out on the field, and that if we don't do a good job in our calling of the game and explaining it, then you have a lessened kind of experience with the Seahawks. And what we want you to do is have the very best experience possible because we will be the first to tell you, this is a great football team, and they are fun to watch and fun to broadcast for. And we hope you have fun listening as we bring you the game each and every week. I have had the honor of getting a couple of letters from sight-impaired individuals in the past to say how much they appreciated our call of the game, and that meant the world to both of us. So, again, I think I can speak for Warren as well in saying just really how much this means to us. And you guys, you're great examples for us, for all sighted people. Every day you get on with life. And if we can add just a little bit to that and to your enjoyment of a Seahawks football game, then that's all we need to know that we've done a good job. Again, we really thank you very much for this award. We will make sure, as a matter of fact, I think it's under pain of flogging. We need to get a picture of Warren and I with this. We need to have Julie in the picture with us so that we can get this on the Seahawks website, so that I can get it. So that I can get it on the Cairo 7 website. And so that everybody knows just how important this group is because you saw fit to honor us in some small way. We really very much appreciate it. Thank you guys, and we don't want to interrupt your dinner any more than we already have. But that's right. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take this. We have some pictures up in our press box in the booth at CenturyLink Field. We are going to make sure that this gets hung on the wall next to the pictures of Warren, myself, Pete Gross, Wayne Cody, all of those who have announced the games for so long. We'll make sure that this gets up there as well. Steve, stand up. We want to take a picture here. Let's get Julie in here real quick.
Steve?
Yes, Julie?
We need right here. We need the president here, yes.
Right there. So I just want to one more time say thank you and just kind of make you feel at home if I could. So for those of you that are sighted, just close your eyes for 1 second and just think about Russell Wilson running around the right side. Down to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Seahawks! Thank you guys very much.
I need to put this back in. There we go. What?
Oh, yes.
Hi,
who is
this?
Never present problem.
Who's this? Dan, wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just want to love the same.
Oh, yes. We hear him a lot, don't you? Yes. Yes. Nathan, would you come up front, please?
This is convention coverage of the Washington Council of the Blind 2016 banquet. We're just kind of in the dinner recess portion of the banquet, but stay with us. We'll have the presentations as soon as they happen. Of course, we had a presentation a few minutes ago that I had no idea was going to happen. The presentation of the One World Award to the announcers of the Seattle Seahawks, the radio team.
So you set your clock before you go to sleep then?
Yeah. It's the only way.
Yeah.
I hate it. I just have
But your iPhone does it automatically, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a lot of things I have do it automatically. Yeah. Yeah, the iPhone will do it.
I'm just worried
your
that it's
PC
not going to wake me up
it.
In time.
I wonder if your iPhone will do it because your iPhone
well, that's what I'm
is
saying.
Set for default to be, I mean, it'll adjust the time, but does it really change for you because it normally thinks...
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. And I got a flight in the morning.
What time do you need to get up?
Well, I got to leave the hotel by 6:15.
Oh, I could call and get you up if you want.
I wouldn't want you to do that. You're not getting up that early, are you?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You want this?
No. I'm almost dead. Leave, go home, you know, 7:30.
I'll just call down and have them give me a wake up call.
Yeah.
Everybody was excited.
Because I'm a little worried about it, you know.
Yeah, you have to watch the game on Monday.
So at 2 it goes to 1 then.
Mm-hmm.
That must make radio broadcast very interesting. So does that mean a show that's on from 10 to 1 or whatever, then, or 10 to 2, then goes on for another hour?
Aren't they radio?
It could, but I mean, people do different things.
No, they're on TV.
Yeah, Steve and Warren.
See, we don't deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura, Katie. Does Julie have more awards?
She does, but she's going to try to eat.
Yeah, I'm fine about that. I just wanted to know if she does. Yeah.
She's got Employer of the Year.
Okay.
And the WCB Award.
Okay.
I know there's at least two.
Okay. So I've got some life memberships that were gifted I'm going to announce. I can do that now.
And there was three that are anonymous.
I know about that. I was paid. And then I'm going to announce Tim's that he bought himself today just because it was here at the convention.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And then that's all I know about. I was just checking with Kim, and she thinks that would be it. And then we can probably pretty soon go into scholarships and get the other awards on the other side, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So we can keep moving. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be tough to top what we've had already this evening for excitement, but we're got to keep lots of things going here.
Thank you, ma'am.
So the next thing that I want to do is to really make the evening for some particular people. We have had some life memberships gifted to people, and that's life memberships in WCB gifted to some very, very fortunate people. And that is there's nothing cooler than that here, I think. I'd like to announce a new life member that we've gotten that purchased a life membership this weekend, which you can certainly do at any time. The treasury is right up here. And we'll take them anytime. And if you want to pay with a credit card, Kim is right back there, and she'll see you too. But I'd like to announce and recognize Tim Schneebeck for purchasing a life membership in WCB. So give him a hand. And now I would like to announce the life memberships that were gifted and these individuals don't know about these. And these, by the way, are the only ones, these four are the only ones I know about from this weekend. But if I've missed anything, I apologize, but they're the only ones that have gotten recorded to me. But we have a life membership anonymously purchased for Ken Hillstead. Jeannie Jacobs. And Becky Bell. Yeah, let's give these guys all a big hand. Yeah. And you can do that for members of your chapter or your treasurer or seriously, no, you can, no, your treasurer already has done it. But anyway, you can definitely do this. It's a very meaningful thing to do. And we thank the anonymous donor of these special life memberships. And we also thank these life members for being our life members. And I thank you all for that. All right. We have, Julie will have some more awards for us after a while, but we got to give her a break and let her have dinner since she has spent so much time up here bringing us that special award for our Seahawk broadcasters. And wow, what a special event here at WCB. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we can get an applause for that about every 10 minutes. Anytime things get a little slow up here, we'll just have you applaud that, right? But we've got lots of exciting things to do tonight. Tim, are you ready? All right. The next great thing then that we're going to do is something that's super important to us here at WCB. And it's a tradition that we have at the national level at ACB and a tradition that we hold dear here at WCB. And that is our scholarship awards. And each year, a number of individuals apply for those, and our committee works super hard to make those determinations. And I know it's not easy. And figuring out all that process, and then we bring many of our winners here to the convention, and that's very special. And to discuss this and to award the scholarships and to talk about our wonderful winners and our wonderful committee, we have Tim McCorkle.
So you let me know when everybody's here.
While we're bringing the scholarship recipients up, I'll first say a few words. And primarily, I want to thank Steve and the board of directors and you, the WCB, for your confidence in me and the scholarship committee for executing this program. It's one of the programs that I think really identifies the WCB for the greater blind community, for the service we provide. I think as far as an organization like ours, first of all, it provides a community for us to get together once or twice or four times a year. For board meetings, for the convention, we meet each other, make new friends, renew old relationships. But it also creates a forum to help change people's lives. I know the WCB has changed my life in a positive way. And I think the scholarship program is a very concrete example of how you, the members, have made it a priority to spend money in a manner that does change the lives of the scholarship winners. Okay, so this year we had 9 scholarship winners. 2 of them could not attend, and so I'll introduce them first. Our first scholarship winner that I'd like to introduce, and she's been, this will be her 4th WCB scholarship that we've awarded her. Her name is Shelby Kapler. She's from Vancouver, Washington. And I remember when she was just a freshman coming out of high school when I met her. She was very calm and very self-possessed. And then when we heard her deliver her audio clip at the scholarship reception, I was like, man, her parents must be extremely proud of her because she is a very confident and self-possessed young lady. She is now a senior at the University of Wyoming in Laramie, where she is majoring in, let me see if I can get them all, International Studies, Spanish Anthropology with a minor in Disability Studies. One thing about Shelby, she started off intending to go into sciences and decided after the first semester that that really wasn't for her, and it kind of took a hit, her GPA took a hit, And every year after that, we've watched her grades improve. And this past year, she got straight A's for the first time. And another thing that Shelby told us when she was a freshman is that she wanted to travel the world. And, you know, I think a lot of us have said we want to travel, and maybe it didn't really come to fruition. But Shelby, through the scholarship program that we have, the funds that we have provided her, has helped her pursue her education. In the summer of 2015, she went over to Spain and took an intensive Spanish course. And she liked that so much that she is now an exchange student at the University College in Utrecht, the Netherlands. So I think that's what we are, you know, that's what the scholarship is about. It's helping scholarship recipients realize their dreams, whether they're immediate ones, and then we'll see later on some of the folks that are pursuing dreams that have been sort of on hiatus. Anyway, Shelby is receiving a scholarship for $2,000. And our next scholarship recipient, who is not in attendance tonight, I don't know him as well as I know Shelby, but Eric Werbel is from Sammamish. He graduated from Skyline High School, the International Baccalaureate Program at Skyline High School, this past year in 2016. He was voted the spirit of the class of 2016, in which, as he explained to me, it's an award that the class, it's designed to represent who they are and who they intend to be. Eric graduated with a 3.988 GPA, and he's studying engineering. He listed mechanical engineering or biomedical engineering or computer science engineering, but I'm pretty confident that whatever engineering degree he chooses, he will get it, and I think he will put it to great use. Eric Werbel is a freshman at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina this year, and he is receiving a scholarship for $4,000. Okay. So now for the recipients that are in attendance, I'm proud to introduce our first recipient. Her name is Abby Griffith. She's from Vancouver, Washington. Abby moved to the United States in 2008 from Ethiopia, and she graduated in 2014 from the Washington State School for the Blind. She is attending Clark College pursuing an associate degree in education, with a goal of transferring on to the University of Washington. Her ultimate goal is to become a TVI. And what I'd like to, when I was reading through our essay, her joy and enthusiasm for Braille and teaching Braille, it leapt through the speakers from the Jaws voice, just said, you know, the enthusiasm she has for teaching Braille, it was just impressive. And so we're proud to award Abby a scholarship for $1,000. Our next recipient that I'd like to introduce is from, her name is Courtney Cole. She graduated from North Kitsap High in 2015, and she attended the OTC during the 2016 school year. Courtney is now attending Seattle University as a freshman, where she's pursuing a degree in psychology with a career goal of becoming a mental health counselor. She also has a passion for fashion. Passion for fashion, and she's pursuing that through an innovation and an entrepreneurship study as well at Seattle U. Courtney is receiving a scholarship for $1,500. Our next scholarship winner tonight is Eric Vasquez from Pasco. This is his second WCB scholarship. He is attending Columbia Basin College, where he is pursuing a degree in early childhood education. He also has an ultimate goal of becoming a TVI. He's very active in his community in the Pasco area, in the Tri-Cities area. He's a member of the United Blind of the Tri-Cities. He also volunteers at the Edith Bischoff Center as an interpreter and also as a assistive technology guru, an enthusiast. And he also serves on the Columbia Basin Accessibility Committee, where he helps determine give input on improving accessibility while at the Columbia Basin College. And Eric is receiving a scholarship for $1,500. Our next recipient is Amanda Sutherland. She's from Marysville. She graduated in 2005 from Western Washington University, where she received a Bachelor of Education. She has her teaching certificate. And in the past 10 years, she's worked in a variety of positions. And many of them have been with the DSB as a contract staff person working in the YES program. And I think she probably knows about at least half of her fellow scholarship winners, because Courtney, Shelby, and Eric were all in the YES program at one point in time. So it's kind of neat to see, you know, what the infrastructure within the state is producing, what we as a community are producing, and we get to see it as we award scholarships to people. Amanda is a graduate student at the Fuller Theological Seminary. She's attending the campus, outreach campus here in Northgate. She is receiving a scholarship for $1,500. Our next scholarship recipient is Cindy Van Winkle. Cindy, as you know, is from Bremerton. She is a senior at Southern New Hampshire University, where she is returning after a 16-year short little break. It's not quite the spring break that Steve took. As we all know, Cindy is one of the people that gives this organization its identity. She brings the enthusiasm and energy that helps keep our organization vibrant. Her degree that she's pursuing is in leadership, organizational leadership, and it's not hard for me to imagine her having her own business someday or being a leader of an organization where they are paying her pretty big dollars, because she is good at what she does, and she brings passion to it. And I think that is as important as anything. Cindy is receiving a scholarship for $2,000, and this is her fourth WCB scholarship. So the folks back in the 90s recognize what we recognize, that she is a very skilled and talented person and going to do really good things continuing on into the future. Our next recipient is Jeff Bowler, and Jeff is from Olympia. This is also his fourth WCB scholarship. And during this period. We've seen him graduate. We get this master's degree. We've seen him receive his teaching certificate and the special ed and a number of different teaching endorsements. Right now, he's a graduate student at the University of Northern Colorado, where he is pursuing a degree to become a TVI with an orientation and mobility specialization. He's also right now working as an itinerant O&M instructor through a contract with the Washington State School for the Blind. It's just fun to see Jeff. We've seen his confidence grow as a part of the scholarship process. We've seen him pursue his dream. And so it's an honor for me to award him a scholarship of $2,000. And finally, our last scholarship recipient tonight is Tracy Faharan. Tracy is from Spokane. She is attending Spokane Falls Community College, where she'll finish up her associate degree next spring in social work, and then she plans to move on and transfer to Eastern Washington University, where she will pursue degrees in social work, hopefully a master's degree in the end, and to help bring her credentials to her passion of public health and public service. Tracy is involved in the United Blind of Spokane, in the blind sports for the blind, where she's in Spokane, where she's a vice president, and she's also involved with the Shadle North Lions Club in Spokane. One thing I would just like to say about all of our scholarship recipients, each one has demonstrated a lot of resilience in their life, a lot of creativity, and a lot of determination. And I think, for my opinion, Tracy exemplifies resilience and determination, and she exemplifies it with a sense of humor and energy and spirit that gives us all strength to continue in whatever the battles are immediately in front of us. And it's my honor and pleasure to award her a scholarship for $2,000. Once again, thank you for your continued support for the scholarship program. It's one of the things, again, that makes this an outstanding organization and makes us, gives us our identity. And the point of organizations such as ours, as I said, to change people's lives. You are changing people's lives. Thank you.
That's just great. Let's give all the scholarship winners another round of applause as a group. I'm going to make this microphone get down here. And technical difficulties. Excuse me. Yeah, well, you know, I was trying to make it get shorter, and it's not going to do that. So, okay, I got it. And I'd like you to also give the scholarship committee a round of applause for all their hard work. And give yourselves a round of applause for supporting scholarships as a first-class organization. Thank you all very much. Now, I'd like to get back to the rest of our awards. Julie, if you're ready, are you? Julie will make her way up here to complete her awards presentations and get those covered for us this evening. This is just such an exciting time to be taking care of so many wonderful awards and honors, and it always makes our banquet so, so special. And so Julie will make her way back up and will give us two or three more awards here that she has, and that's all very, very exciting. She's working her way here.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Is there the corner of the table I could lay these on?
Here, just hand them to me.
Okay.
And I will do whatever you want.
And then I'll take which one to hand me here. Let's do the, let me get to it. Which one first? Do the outstanding service last. Let's do the employer of the year.
Okay.
So you can...
Okay. All right. The rest of the awards. Woo. I'm like Deb. This is driving me nuts. It's too tall. Yeah, right.
I know what you did.
All right. We're going to get this microphone to work. All right, you guys, we have a few more awards to give. We actually have one more award that's going to be outside our organization. And then the others will be inside, so very exciting. Next is the Employer of the Year Award. This award is exclusively intended for those employers who are not involved in the training or rehabilitation of other direct service provision to people who are blind or visually impaired. It is given to an employer who has taken proactive steps to recruit and hire qualified blind and visually impaired people, as well as to create a working environment in which these individuals can advance. This award was nominated by Mike Simmons in the Wenatchee area, and there is someone here who is here to receive the award. The Employer of the Year Award this year is presented to Stem Growers LLC. Woohoo! This is a company in Wenatchee, and I'll tell you all about them. Here's what Mike tells us about them. Stem Growers is one of the largest fruit growers, processors, and shippers in the Pacific Northwest. When a qualified blind person applied and was hired as a shipping clerk for their company, they willingly made the necessary modifications to accommodate his visual impairment. These modifications included outfitting the guard shack with a giant 42-inch magnifier, a 36-inch computer screen, and loaded his computers with JAWS, a screen reading program. I understand, and then it's signed, of course, by Steve Fixtel, President, November 5th, 2016. And I understand, Rick Bernard, are you here?
Right.
Oh, he's behind me. That's scary when people can sneak up and I don't know they're there. Well, Rick is here, and Rick is the employee that they hired, so let's hear from him.
I want to thank everybody for this award for Stemelt Growers. My name is Rick Bernard, and Stemelt has helped me very much. They've been very good, and they deserve this award. And my boss should be here to take this because he hired me, but he skipped out. Thank you very much, Washington Council of the Blind.
Newsline Editors Awards, and these awards are always nominated by the Newsline Editor because we know that the editor has the best sense of what's going on in the Newsline, in the magazine. So, the Newsline Editor Award, and let me describe it to you. It says, to a writer who has written an outstanding article in the Newsline regarding some aspect of blindness in the past year. So this has been nominated by Mika, and she had so many articles she had to choose from. She chose two. Are you ready? So the first one is given to, let me find her name here, Elora Hancock. And is Scott still here? Do we know?
No,
he had to leave. Okay. Well, Elora Hancock. All right. In recognition of your outstanding and thought-provoking poem of original content entitled, and this is in quotes, Still I Rise, and that's from the summer of the 2016 Newsline magazine. Elora, she is an 11-year-old sixth grader, eloquently and... P-
poetically noted her rising above all circumstances regarding society's understanding of her blindness. A quote from her poem reads, "Someday I will grow the rest of the way up. I will do anything I set my mind to. I will do anything people with full sight do. But I have full sight. I see the world differently. I still rise." Signed by Steve Fixtel, November 5th, 2016. We'll get that to Alora. She could not be here. Okay. We have another Newsline article, submission again by Mika. And this person's going to be surprised, I think, and I'm quite sure she's here. Hoo-hoo. This award is submitted to Haley Agers. In recognition of your outstanding and thought-provoking article of original content entitled, and this is in quotes, "Through the Eyes of a Child," which appeared in the December 2015 Newsline, a quote from the article from Haley's daughter, Sydney, and a lot of you met her yesterday, in summarization of the realization that her mother, Haley, was blind, says, open quote, "Okay, Mom, so being blind isn't really as bad as people think it is, as long as you have someone who loves you, right?" "That's what you're saying," she said to her mother. Oh, good article. All right. Is Haley coming?
Yes.
Hey, all right. I know. Haley, we need you to share something with us. It's signed by Steve, of course, November 5th. Can you talk, Haley?
Barely.
Barely?
With the tears wiping off.
Okay.
Where's the microphone?
It's
right there,
to the right. There you go. Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much. Well, you know, it's really, this award's not really about me. It's really about Sydney. Oh, I wish she was here. She'd be so excited. She feels so special when she's here with you guys. And she does gymnastics. And the policy for gymnastics is that if they want to compete on a weekend, they have to attend all of the week's practices. And she had a competition today. That's why she's not here. But she, her coach said, "Well, if you don't attend practice on Friday, you can't compete on Saturday." And she said, "Well, if I have to choose between the WCB and competing, I won't see you on Saturday." So she loves you guys, and this is really for her, not for me, because she loves everyone. You make her feel so special, and I just know that her love to serve other people has really grown from being around everyone here. So on behalf of Sydney, thank you.
Best job in the world, and that's to surprise people. Ooh-hoo-hoo. All right, we've got one more. Are you ready? This last award is a certificate of outstanding service to WCB. This is internal only, meaning it's going to be a WCB member, of course. This award, is given to express appreciation to those members whose consistent donation of skills, services, and time have contributed to the successful operation of the Washington Council of the Blind. And this nomination was made by Steve Fixtel. And Steve nominated for Outstanding Service Award. It is going to be presented to David Edick. David. And here is what Steve wrote. When I'm asked who contributes unselfishly to WCB, several individuals come to mind, but there is always one that rises to the top. This person is not an elected board member, nor is he a committee chair, but he is one who works tirelessly every time we hold a board meeting. He provides state-of-the-art equipment he himself has purchased. In many respects, he is the voice of WCB, for without him, we would not be heard. He is the one who calls to ask if he can be of assistance, if he can volunteer his time, his equipment, in order to be of service to WCB. I'm not done. Sorry. Steve had a lot to say about David. Says, late nights, early morning, it doesn't matter. Therefore, it is with great honor for this unselfish leader is being presented with this Certificate of Outstanding Service. Steve Fixel signed on November 5th, 2016. Congratulations, David.
I'm adjusting the mic. I just took it out of the stand. I want to say thank you, and please understand that I'm trying to think how to say it. There's a few of us that work tirelessly, and you know, before me was Frank, and Frank's still working with the sound, and so we all do what we can, and thank you.
I love you, David. Thank you, David. Thank you. And that ends the awards for this evening. Thank you all so much. All right. One more thing. Oh, I do want to say one thing. I knew I wasn't done. One more time, I want to give credit to the awards committee, and that is Joanne Hunter, Danette Dixon, Linda Wickersham, Carol McConnell, until she got ill and had to leave, and Becky Bell. Thank you. I didn't bring my cane, I guess, huh?
No, you brought me.
I brought you. Hi, Kane. Yeah. Oh.
Hey, we have not had any door prizes, have we?
Oh.
Do we have to do a lot of door prizes?
Oh, well, we have a few.
Yes, let's do some door
let's
prizes.
Let's do it. Good idea.
Yeah, let's do a few.
I'll get my door prize assistant up here.
Actually, how many door prizes do we
have? Well, I think we have 5 or 6.
Okay, that just
gives you a sense, yeah. Yeah.
I meant to ask you, and I forgot.
I'm not sure how right I am, so. Are you ready?
Okay, we're gonna do a couple door prizes.
And this one, Daryl?
$50 cash? And then we have that one. And we have that one here. How much?
Here's a mic.
Ooh.
I'm gonna run that over.
Okay, thank you, bud.
And there's another one somewhere around on the other side.
Congratulations.
They're all here, but.
Yeah, we should
move them right next to the podium.
Okay.
Easier to find.
Okay, thank you.
Daryl?
Okay. And then Jeff, you'll be after we do the door prizes.
Okay.
Are you, I guess?
All right. This is a $25 door prize from Capital City, and the winner is Tim Van Winkle. Tim, I found. All right. Let's do it. Another one, Dan?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Should we do all three?
I want to save a couple. Do you have any big ones to save?
We have some $50.
Okay, well, let's save those.
Okay.
Do everything but those.
What are the next three we have? All right, another $25 from Capital City. And the winner is Kitty Cummings. Is she here? Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
Sorry, Kitty. Okay. Next person. James Edwards, are you here?
James?
He's from Oregon, I think.
Yeah.
Is he here?
I think he's
here.
Yes.
He's here. All right.
The president Great. Of ACB Oregon.
Of Oregon, exactly. Yeah.
We're sending that prize out of state, just so you know.
Just so you know.
Oh. Another capital. Okay. One more $25 one from PCB, Peninsula Council of the Blind. Ooh, Stephanie Smith, OTC student. Are you here? Yay, Stephanie. Woohoo. Yay. All right.
Yes.
Okay, that's it for now, then.
Okay, I should be good. Okay, okay. So, okay, then we'll do all the rest of them when
later.
Jeff's done.
When Jeff's done.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. Oh, man, my heart. All right, we're doing good. Now, let's all settle in for a wonderful experience.
And we are now moving to our keynote address. Let me tell you what we have left for the evening, just so you're sort of squared away. We have our keynote address with Jeff Bishop, who is nervously standing behind me. Oh, boy. And but this will be great. We're really looking forward to this. And then we have a few more door prizes, so do not sneak out, because yours is still here. And you won't get it if you're not. So we do have a few more door prizes. We have the Guide Dog Users raffle, which we will do. So if you guys will be ready for that right after Jeff finishes, we will do that. Then we will do the remaining door prizes, and then we will be ready for the auction results. Oh, you have what? The basket? Oh, women's expo basket. I haven't even had a drink. Yikes. Okay, help me remember that, guys. I'm sure you will. Very good. All right, so we will have those drawings right after Jeff's talk, and then we will have the additional door prizes, and then we will have the auction. So, all right. So, Jeff, I'd like to present to you from Tucson, Arizona, our ACB representative board member, Jeff Bishop.
Now you see, this mic is too short for me. I think I'm gonna detach it.
Yeah, that's better.
Well, good evening, everybody. You know, I went to the scholarship reception this evening, and I was thinking back about my first job. So, I'm a software developer by trade, and I went to this job, and I was very, very scared, and I had no idea what to expect. So this nice young woman comes up, and she says, "Hello, Mr. Bishop, how are you?" And I said, "Fine." And she says, "Well, I will show you to your desk." And I said, "Okay." So I reached out my hand, and now you have to remember, I was, 20 years old, and never really saw a woman with really puffy shoulder pad on. So I reached out my hand and I touched what, you know, turned completely bright red, right? Thinking, oh my God, what did I just do? I'm going to get fired. And to this day, that woman, her name is Ann, when I see her, she brings it up every time. So scholarship winners, don't let that happen to you, all right? Well, it has been such a pleasure to be here this weekend, and I know so many of you, and many of you have really contributed to my success in ACB, and really the person who I am in reference to advocacy and leadership. And I'm going to sprinkle some of those names throughout my talk tonight. I want to first start with my parents. My parents were my dad is still living. My mom passed away a number of years ago. My parents were really amazing people. They were the type of people that said, "Jeff, we're going to let you be Jeff. And that means do whatever you wish." That included riding a bike around the, you know, streets and skateboarding around the neighborhood and roller skates and going to roller rinks, doing all that kind of fun thing. Until one day, CPS was called by one of our neighbors and said, "This blind child is running around the neighborhood riding a bike and he can't see what he's doing." So the CPS person came out to the house, and she was standing out on the sidewalk, and my parents were out there talking to her, and I come hauling around the corner on my bike, and I just, you know, the woman was like, "Oh my God, was that your son?" And my dad said, "Well, yes, it was." And he's not wearing a helmet? That was her only comment. She got back in the car and left. So she said, "Well, you need to make him wear a helmet." So my dad bought me a helmet. Now, I thought about this too, because my dad bought me a football helmet. All right. Now you guys know what a football helmet looks like, right? It covers your whole face, your whole head, right? Think about this a minute. Is this going to work when riding a bike? No, this isn't going to work. Now, I had braces at the time. This is sort of important to tell part of that story. And my dad said, okay, go, here's your helmet, put it on, and you can go ride your bike. So I went hauling around, because I never did anything slow. Everything was vroom, you know, go fast. So went flying down the street, and someone yelled out at me, going, nice helmet, and it kind of frightened me a bit, and I hit a pebble, and I went flying into our brick patio wall, broke the entire faceplate off the helmet, and all the wires of my braces. My dad didn't make me wear the helmet anymore. One more story about my youth. When I was growing up, I was very, very little. Now, you wouldn't know that if you could see. I'm a pretty big guy. But I was very little, and I was asked if I wanted to take a trip down the Grand Canyon. And this was going to be a very challenging thing for me, more going up than going down. But the real thing that scared me was diving through a waterfall. Anybody ever dive through a waterfall? If you ever go to the Havasupai Falls in the Grand Canyon, then it's on the southern rim. If you hike down there, there's a waterfall. And it's not too big. But getting behind it was the hard part. And I had someone with me who really always pushed me and said, Jeff, you need to be doing more. You need to be, you know, doing more for yourself. You need to be being, you know, you need to make sure that you're doing what's best for you. And so he pushed me into the waterfall because I wouldn't go. And I will tell you this, that if you ever dive through a waterfall, the experience of coming out of that waterfall is simply amazing. It's just really, really cool. I then got married and had two children. And in 1995, went to work for a big software company that many of you might know. They're kind of like, they kind of live around here, named Microsoft. Now, what big technology came out in 1995? Anyone remember?
Yeah.
Windows 95, right? Of course. So I was going to be doing support for Microsoft Access. Anyone know about this?
Yeah.
This is a very, very technical problem, very, very hard problem to solve. It's a very, very difficult challenge. And so when I went to Microsoft, they said, well, listen, you know, we'll put you on the Windows 3.1 queue and you can use JAWS 1.0 because that's what was out at the time. And so I said, well, okay, well, that's fine. But how are we going to make Access accessible so that I can take calls from customers? And, you know, I don't want to get too geeky here, but, I mean, there were things that just did not work with a screen reader whatsoever. Nothing. You couldn't create tables. You couldn't create joins. You know, it was just really a difficult thing. So the next year I went to Microsoft here in Redmond and demonstrated the solution that myself and Jim Lucy, who worked at Microsoft, developed to make Access mostly accessible using JAWS. I think it was 2.0 at that time. It's pretty amazing stuff. Now, I say all of this to say that don't let anything stop you, right? You want to make sure that you empower yourself to do anything that you want to do. Scholarship winners, keep this in mind. Don't let technology stop you. Don't let anyone stop you. If you have a passion for it, you know, I listened to the young lady who wanted to do fashion. I know nothing about this, but I thought, wow, there are some really cool opportunities here to come up with some really creative solutions, you know, to get into that industry and really make it work, even for a totally blind person. I really got excited about that. So I hope to see a lot of innovation from you. That would be really great. We have an angels program in ACB. This is for people who have passed on and people who wish to remember them by making a contribution and getting their name up on a plaque on our angel wall. But there are certain people in ACB who I call guardian angels. And those are the people who are here among us. My wife 2 years ago was diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, I always try to make sure that I come across as being the strong person, the person that is going to solve all the world's problems, right? I think that's a guy thing, right? I felt completely like all of my strength was taken away. Because there was nothing that I could do. When my wife had surgery, the doctor came out and said the cancer is much worse than we expected. Now, just to let you know, everything is fine. She's doing well. But when Carrie came in from the recovery room, in her room, and I saw her, it was a very difficult time. And one of my friends in ACB called almost exactly at the right moment and really helped me through that. Marlena Lieberg is one of these people, too, who is a guardian angel. She's seen me go through quite a number of struggles and sometimes has had to kick me in the butt a few times to set me straight. And Marlena, I thank you for that. Sue is someone who I work with on our Health Access Committee. And if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have access to the information in Braille from the Cancer Society. So ACB does a lot of really great work. We really care about each other. We really do a lot of advocacy work. And we want you to be a part of that family. And you guys are an amazing affiliate. You're probably one of our strongest affiliates. And that's awesome. I'm really, really happy about that. So think about opportunities for the future. Reach out to us at the national level and start, if you want to serve on committees, if you want to become, you know, a member of the board in the future, start looking at those opportunities, because the talent here, especially the younger talent here, is the future of our organization. And it's really important that we get a lot of help from you, because you guys are such amazing people. Your president, Steve, is just amazing. He's, I want to take him home. No, I don't think she would, but, I really am thankful for Steve's work. So whether you're diving through a waterfall or you're crashing into walls because you're wearing a helmet, wearing a bicycle, or you're just doing whatever you do, keep in mind that don't be afraid. Take a step forward and just do it. You know, Jenny Leigh Fleury, who was here yesterday, uses the phrase game on. And that's really, really true. The heart of ACB is through advocacy, like Marlena said in the business meeting, but it's also through the work of love of this organization, of everyone. We're truly one big family, and I'm really proud to be a member of that family, and I'm proud of all of you, too. Thank you.
Definitely thank Jeff for being here with us this weekend and sharing his personal experience and stories and humor. Let's give Jeff another big WCB round of applause. Thank you so much. All right. And yeah, that's right. And I remember some of those early times at Microsoft too, because I have some stories to tell from my perspective, which we won't tell now, but sometime they are fun, so we will. Now, we are moving into another piece. Oh, and I have one more thing to comment. You know, Jeff, we wouldn't have wanted you to steal our president. But we especially can't deal with that now, because we've kind of been working on this business of the alternate delegate, and Steve's got to represent us at convention, and he might not be able to do that if he's in a different state. So he's just really not available. So just to make clear that it's a big problem. And Praline's trying to leave. I'm not sure what that's about here. All right. Now, we are ready to begin our drawings. So I would like our drawing captains to come on aboard, and that will be Guide Dog Users of Washington State, the South Kitsap Council, and the Women's Expo. Those are the ones that I know about. If you've got one that I don't know about, you need to be making your way up here now. Yes, and we'll let you do your drawing here at the wireless mic. And who is ready to do theirs? They're all getting ready here. Okay, go ahead then. Byron is ready. Yeah. Okay, Byron is ready.
I'm ready if somebody would like to.
Let's have Jeff draw. Let's have Jeff do the drawings.
All right.
That's right.
Let's see. Where's all the dots?
Yeah. Don't draw those blank ones. Draw the one that has my name written on the back.
The number is 154-452.
154-452 for the Guide Dog Users Raffle. 50-50 raffle. 154-452. 154-452. Anybody have that? Please get your tickets red, everybody, so we can kind of work our way through these raffles. I don't hear anyone with that one. Go ahead and draw another one, Byron. Oh, come on, guys. Okay.
Okay.
15. The number again is 452 are the last three numbers. Okay, who is the winner?
Jerry Richard.
Yeah. Rick Lauer.
Okay. 452? Yeah.
That's what it is.
All right. Very good. And how much does he win?
And the winner is worth $179. It's $179
to the winner. Wow.
Thank you.
You know, we do this every year in Guide Dog Users. You want to make sure you're doing it with us next year because the pot's big. All right. Who's next?
South Kitsap Council of the Blind.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm the idiot with the funny hat on.
All right.
Okay, the winning number, 785-7461.
785-7461. What color are these?
This is a blue one.
These are blue tickets. Blue tickets.
Was it this? Yeah, but the winning ticket is blue.
The winning ticket is blue. Some of the tickets that were sold were green. Are green, but the winning ticket is blue. Anyone have this number?
7461.
Did someone say yes? No? Okay.
Not yet. Do we have a taker?
Can you read the number again?
It's 785.
785.
7461.
785-7461. 7461 are the last digits. 7461. You do have it? Nobody's got it. Let's pull another number. Let's get another number.
Okay.
Jeffrey? Yep. All right.
Oh. Okay. The winning number. It's on the green ones, like we were sold tonight. It's 461054. It was sold yesterday at the vendor's table. Sudbeck.
Kat Sudbeck?
She gone? Okay, she's gone. Draw another one.
Oh, I'm getting tired of this. 785 7454. Last number is 7454.
7454, the last numbers on this one. Yeah, if you guys leave, you're going to miss these. We have big door prizes. And big auction winnings.
No, yours is, last day was 70, it's a 7, so, yeah. Okay, next number. 459776. 776. I think we sold this tonight.
We got it. All right. Yay. And what are they winning?
May take a little longer to find it.
Okay, we have one more drawing to do, I think. Did we get a winner on that one? We did, didn't we? Okay. All right. We have one more drawing. Are they here? The other. What about the drawing for the Women's Expo?
Yes,
is that
yes,
here?
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
She's go ahead.
We need you to.
Phone or no? Yes.
Okay. So there's two baskets. The first one was at the doTERRA essential oil table, and so they drew the name before they left yesterday and gave it to me, and I've been having to keep it a secret.
Ooh.
It's got a diffuser. It's got some rose hand cream, a soap, some orange oil, and the winner for that is Julie Hartlow.
No, I don't. Do you want me to have it come to you? Yeah.
Kim Thiel, if you're in here, would you please see Lisa?
And the second basket, every vendor that was there yesterday donated an item or at least one item. Some donated two or three. There's two bags of coffee. There's two little different purse caddy type items, some bath salts, from the Ruby Ribbon lady. She donated a laundry bag and a $25 gift certificate, some Mary Kay items. And the winner for this is, I'm so excited. Woohoo. Yeah. Paige Mayapitter.
All right. All right. Congratulations to all the winners. Does that take care of all of our raffles? I think it does. We have some door prizes. Julie and door prize crew.
Sorry, I should have warned you. Okay, I don't know who wants the microphone. I still have the mic. Can I sing or something? Woo-hoo-hoo.
Julie, are we getting Julie?
The round basket.
And then after Julie does the door prizes, then Lisa will do the auction.
Got it. Where are you at, Julie?
I'm coming.
Okay.
So that you can spend all your door prize winnings.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep,
beep.
There you go.
There's
the microphone.
Oh, it's a hand mic.
Oh, okay.
Is that from the podium?
Oh, excuse me.
All right. That's fine. And where is Daryl? All right.
You're behind the podium.
Here I am. I got it. All right.
Here are the names.
Let me put this on this.
Down, guys.
Let me shut this off. I don't need this handheld mic. No. All right. What's the first gift?
We've got some quite a gift. Are you ready? And this is all from Yakima Valley Council of the Blind. All right. Yeah. All right. For Subway? Oh, yeah. So we have a $50 gift card from Yakima. $25 for Subway from Glenn and Ursula. Are you ready? That $50 will buy you a lot of Subway. With that $25. Hoo-hoo. All right. Oh my gosh. Denise Colley, are you here? All right. Yay!
Congratulations, Denise.
Next one, Dara. $50 cash from Jefferson County and $25 from, what did you say again? Capital City. Oh my, already? $75. Virginia Ontiveros? Is she here? Virginia? She is here, alright. Yay, Virginia! We have $75 from the United Blind. Wait, I'm confused.
$50 from United Blind. That's all?
$50 from United Blind of Seattle. And the person is Colette Arvidsson. Is Colette in the room? She's not here?
Yes, she's here.
She's here. Good. All right. $25 from United Blind, $50 from Jefferson County, $75 in total. Are you ready? Yeah. Kathy Wilson, are you here? Woohoo! Yay! Okay, we have another one. Are you ready? And this is a first aid safety preparedness kit. All right. John Coulter, are you here? John's here. All right. Yay, John.
That's a good one.
And then we have one last one.
We have a grab bag, you guys, with little trinkets from various vendors. Really exciting. All right. Are you ready? Is Ron Staley in the room? He had to leave. Oh, that means somebody else has a chance. All right. B. Yvonne Hinson. Is she here?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, yay. You got a nice, nice grab bag here. All right. And I think that's it. All right. Yay. Let me put all the names back in here. I got them all over the podium. Yes. All right. There we go. All right, thank you.
Okay. Are we ready for the auction, guys?
Yes.
All right. Well, we wouldn't be ready for more door prizes, but we've used them up.
I think your mic's not on.
We want to thank our door prize committee. They've done an outstanding job this weekend. My goodness. And I want to thank all of the chapters and individuals who brought door prizes. And all of the chapters and individuals who brought auction items. And is the auction crew ready? Where's Lisa? The auction crew. They like to keep us in suspense. I wish I had a drum roll to, there we go. She's coming. There we go. All right. And we're ready for the, exciting word.
Okay, so check. I don't have a total. Before the auction tonight, the bid started at 6 o'clock. We were like $70 less than we did last year, so we've way more total dollars than last year, but I don't know the exact amount yet. So I'll go by item. I'll tell you what it was and who won it. So we'll start with number one, the Mariah Carey perfume set. Denise Colley got that for $25. Number two, the maple 8-inch bowl. Marlena Lieberg got that for $40. The Starbucks bag, which is number three, Mary Sutnerland for $24. Number four, the kitchen basket, Emily Givens, $48. Number five, the birch vase. Janet George got that for $30. Number six was a gift bag. Artist Basin. I apologize if I don't do the names right. And for $17. Number seven, the handmade birdhouse bird feeder. It's a bird something. It's a bird abode. Becky Bell, $35. Number eight, the Seattle sports team crocheted items, the blue, green, and white. Derek Kenjerski, $25. Number nine, the WCB safety vest. Josette Kernahan got that for $36. Number 10, walnut container. Kevin Berkery, $28. Number 11 was a big basket of jam. Jam in Washington gift basket. Cindy Van Winkle got that for $50. Number 12, the Big Leaf Maple Burl stylist, Patty Hale, $35. Number 13, the self-defense seminar for up to 20 participants, Galen Floyd, $60. Number 14, ladies hat and scarf, Debbie Cook. Oh, you got that. It's 15. Number 15, the His Watch Party Basket, Richard Ruda. $20. 16 was the Madrone seven inch bowl. Marie Masterson got that for $45. Number 17 was the Her Watch Party basket. Carla Brinkley got that for $45. Number 18 was the big bag of Mariners stuff, including four box tickets next year. Randy Tedrow for $175. Number 19, Maple Dust Clock. Dan Lavelle bought his own item for $46. Thank you, Dan. Maybe he's going to give it as a gift. So, number 20, the Cafe d'Arte gift basket. Marie Masterson got that for $50. Number 21, four bottles of wine and a few other things, but mainly the wine. Glenn McCulley for $100. Number 22, the Cherry 7-inch bowl, Marlena Lieberg, $75. Number 23, the Boeing package, Amandeep for $22. I think that's what her name was. Okay, I got that right. Number 24, the 3D wall picture from Spain, Patty Hale, $10. 25 was a holiday wreath in red and white from Kathy Matson, got that for $27. 26, maple candle holder, Richard Ruda, paid $20, or will pay. 28 was a gift bag, artist Bozen, was it? Bazin, oh, sorry, 15. 29, we have 60 items. 29 was the birch container, Janet George got that for $41. Number 30 was the jumbo coffee mug and candy, Nelly Rios, $25. 31, the WCB auction quilt and pillow, Galen Floyd purchased that for $250. She bid first and she got her item. Number 32, the crocheted Heather Gray hat, Lynn Domingo, $5. 33, the Seahawks wall decoration, Emily Givens, $25. 34 was the $200 Amazon gift card. Cindy Van Winkle, you got it for $160. Yay! 35, Seagate Backup Drive, Derek Kenjerski for $90. 36 was the Whip Shortbread from Canada, Randy Tedrow, $15. Number 37 was the Canadian Chocolate Goodies, Patty Hale, $10. 38 was the Cigar Box Phone with the orange handset, Greg Hollins, $50.
Number 39 was the Big Leaf Maple Burl Pen. Al Yardley got that for 40. 40 was the Figured Walnut Pen. Glenn McCulley, $50. 41 was the Australian Myrtle Pen. Marlena Lieberg, $40. 42, Poinsettia Plush Throw. Randy Tedrow, $25. Number 43, Purdy's Assorted Chocolates. Glenn McCulley, $25. 44 was the Handmade Birdhouse. Bob Squires, $35. 45 was the Bradley Timepiece Wristwatch. Richard Ruda, $225. Number 46, the Crocheted Baby Items. Lori Allison, $26. She got a steal. There were 18 packages of beautifully crocheted baby clothes. Number 47, the Gift Basket. Deb Cook, $30. Number 48, the Crocheted Child and Adult Hats. Billy Blail? I don't know. $20. Danielle's having seizures. 49, the Rhubarb Pie, Denise Colley, $25. 50 was Peanut Butter Cookies, Lynn Domingo, $15. Number 51 was Peanut Butter Cookies, Richard Ruda, $15. 52 was Oatmeal Cookies, Burl Colley, $7. 53 was Cake, Meg Tanaka, $7. 54, Rhubarb Pie, Deb Cook, $20. 55 was some bread, Meg Tanaka, $7. 56, another bread, Bruce Radke for $5. 57 was a Berry Cobbler, Burl Colley paid $14. And then our last three items that just got added today, 58 was a $25 AMC card and a bottle of wine, and Reggie got that for $25. Thank you. He's at Camino Movie tomorrow. 59 was the cigar box phone with the black handset, and that went to Amandeep for 48. And our last item, the vintage chic electric razor with super action edge in its original box, $35 to Rick Kendersky. Derek Kendersky. He's not yelling about that one, but he liked the others. Okay, so that is the end of the auction results. Thank you.
Well, that's the conclusion of the formal part of our program this evening. We'll let the auction crew get themselves assembled, and then we're going to ask you to go back and pay your debts with everything you have. Huh?
I got to pay. I got to tell them what we have.
Okay. Okay, let's get the instructions.
I'm so glad this is over, but it's not quite over because you have to pay. So at the far end of the room where the auction items were, we're going to pull out two tables, and if you are going to pay in cash, if you would go to the left side of the table nearest the door, no, I'm sorry, the right side of the table toward the back of the room. If you're paying with a credit card, Kim's going to be there on the left-hand side nearest the door. Please just start making a line, and then you'll pay, and then we'll get your items in the middle, and you'll be gone. Okay?
This is Frank at the sound booth across from the entrance, or all the way across the room from the entrance. We would like you to return the assistive listening receivers if you've borrowed one, and just bring it over here to us.
Yes, and also we want to remind you to return your name tags And there will be a box for those, and you can return them in here if you are not going to hospitality. And if you are going to hospitality, please return them in there because you need them to get in to hospitality. So don't mess yourself up by turning your name tag in too soon.
Check.
Radios. I don't know. Where should they return the radios? Frank?
Over here.
Okay, over to Frank. Frank is in the other end of the room. So Frank will take the radios. Thanks for that. And I want to thank you all and have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you all next year.